On ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, it's Mornings with Leon Compton.
Leon with you this morning around Tasmania. Jared was out in his boat on the weekend, had an interesting experience. Jared Nation, good morning to you.
G'day, Leon.
Jared, where were you on the weekend, on Saturday?
We were Mercury Passage, just off the mainland, in between the mainland and Maria Island on the weekend. It was very interesting.
Indeed, it was interesting, and I'll get you to tell your story. So, from memory, the weekend weather, pretty nice on Saturday, very nice Sunday until the wind came up about mid-afternoon. Was this Saturday or Sunday, Jared?
No, this is actually yesterday, Leon. So, we were cruising around the Mercury Passage yesterday and hit what looked like a seal but ended up being a submerged pipe about 40 metres long. And it was a reasonably scary experience. We were cruising on just below 50 kilometres an hour, which is not unusual in the passage. It was pretty calm. And looked to the left, or the port side of the boat, and we thought it was a seal, so we just went right or to starboard and missed what was submerged, but what was under the water we didn't realise was a pipe, and it stopped us in our tracks. It was quite scary, actually.
Wow. So you basically hit it with your prop?
Yeah, well, it hit the bow of the boat, hit the underside of the V, and then obviously then got caught around both engines. So the prop has hit it because it sliced a nice hole in it, and there's a couple of dings in both engines just above the prop where the skeg is. And, so we had to obviously untangle all that, and we then put a buoy on it so other mariners could see it as they're cruising along and made all the authorities aware of what was going on.
Wow. Tell me about the deceleration in your boat. Like, tell me about the actual impact itself, Jared.
Yeah, as I said, it was reasonably scary. We're going at nearly 50 kilometres an hour and going from 50 to zero in a split second forced us all forward. Luckily, we're all hanging on or sitting down, so no one was injured, although my father fell forward a little bit, but he's fine, everyone's fine. But yeah, going from nearly 50 k's to zero in a split second is not the ideal situation.
Mm. Jared, I'm told that fish farm equipment is now colour-coded so that you can work out who owns what. The fact that you're in the Mercury Passage, I mean, obviously the proximity of Okehampton Bay to there suggests that it might have been Tassal equipment, but I'll let you make any conclusions you can. Who owned the pipe?
Yeah, well, I've got to say from the outset we were reasonably shaken by it, but knowing now that we're all okay and there's damage to the boat which will be fixed, Tassal have taken full responsibility. They've been nothing short of incredible, actually. I had several contacts with various parts of Tassal. We slipped the boat yesterday at Tribunna. They came around and inspected the damage, and the boat will be brought back to Hobart tomorrow to be fully fixed. And as I said before, they've taken full responsibility for it. They were aware that the pipe had been lost a few hours or a day beforehand. They couldn't find it because a black pipe in a big bit of water is hard to find, and we were just the unlucky vessel to come across it. So as I said, they have been nothing short of incredible since it came to light yesterday.
Nonetheless, as you say, when people have impacts with marine farm debris like this, the potential consequences of that can be very serious indeed.
Yeah, look, we were, I guess you can say, lucky in some respects. We're all pretty experienced. We've travelled that course for decades, know the water very well. We always see seals and clumps of things like seaweed and lots of dolphins. So we're always on the lookout for things like that. But it's the first time we've ever seen a pipe hanging in the water. And, as I said before, going at speed and then getting caught around your prop and stopping pretty much within a second, it's reasonably scary. But, in decades of boating, we've never seen it, so it's pretty rare.
Jared, Tassal, I'm assuming, going to pay for all the damage to your boat and your motors.
Yeah, so absolutely. They've taken full responsibility. I'm communicating even as late as last night with one of their crew to explain where we're at. They've seen the damage. They've taken responsibility, and that's all we can ask.
Jared, we appreciate you coming on. A lot of people who have hit debris in the water that we've contacted in the past and I've spoken to off air have received support to fix their boats from the salmon company that was responsible and then decided not to speak as part of this. It's an issue. We appreciate you talking about it. My question to you is, do you think the government's zero tolerance approach to fish farm waste or and whatever penalties may or may not flow as part of that should be higher to make fish farms more accountable for finding the items that they lose off their aquaculture projects?
I think you'll find, and look, I'm not qualified to speak on that particular issue, but I think you'll find that fish farms would have a process in place. When they identify there's something missing, they go and look for it. In this case, they just couldn't find it. So, I mean, that's something for someone else to decide on. But from a mariner's point of view, we'd have liked to known about it. Where, if we were travelling that same course, we would have probably reduced our speed a bit. So if there was a notice to mariners out there, that we would have, we had a CB radio on. We're always listening to weather updates. So if we'd have known about it, perhaps we could have had a better look for it, and it may not have happened.
Well, that's an interesting point too. So they acknowledged to you that they knew they'd lost it. They knew it was a 40-metre long piece of pipe that would have significant implications if anyone hit it. And from what you're saying, and we'll go now and have a look at the Mast Facebook page to see if there was any notice to mariners on it yesterday. Or indeed the afternoon before to see if it was publicly flagged. Jared Nation, good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Leon.